Yeah, so five guesses.
These were the sounds of children attending Operation Purple Camp at Pioneer Camp in Angola last summer. The camp is designed exclusively for children of military families. As kids of military, their lives face challenges not seen by most of their non-military family peers.
They often have multiple relocations, which is a challenge. They have parental absence or departure aspects and also absence. Sometimes.
Lisa Butler is an associate professor in the School of Social Work at the University at Buffalo.
Other issues that relate to them are if the deployed parent, when they come home, or the non-deployed parent who stays home, have any issues around mental illness or substance abuse. And then there's also issues for those children whose parents might be injured or killed.
Butler teaches a course on veterans and military families at UB. The effects of military life on children differ based on age. Younger children tend to have a general sadness and confusion about a parent who is no longer home for an extended period of time. As they age, the sadness may lead to irritation, upon which they act.
I can give you an example. When I returned from Iraq in 2004, my daughter was just a few years old.
Eric Hutchison is a veteran who is a caseworker for Western New York Heroes Incorporated.
She would not leave me for the longest time. Everywhere I went afterwards, she'd want to go to the store. At such a young age, and all the experts would tell the families, oh, it's not going to affect them, and it does, and she, you know, was attached to me at the hip after that.
Hutchison's employer offers various services, including some designed specifically for assisting children of military personnel. They include financial assistance for enrolling in sports programs, dance, gymnastics, horseback riding, and camps.
Oftentimes, veterans or members of the military may be struggling with finances. Military doesn't pay a lot. Veterans may not get a lot of money. And oftentimes kids miss out on some of the activities that a lot of other kids get to do.
Financial strains are just one of the issues facing the parent who is left to care for the children when the spouse is called to active duty. At UB, Lisa Butler reminds the community not to overlook the stress that may be building for that stay-at-home spouse.
Support the stay-at-home parent so that they can better attend to the needs of their child. Obviously, if the child's really disturbed, upset, anxious, you want to just intervene there, too. But you want to make sure the parent who's taking care of that child is okay.
As for that little girl who would not leave Eric Hutchison's side, she's now 17 years old and, in Hutchison's words, still attached. But the good news is he will never have to leave her again for duty overseas.
You're tearing up now.
It affects you a lot.
It does. Now, your stateside, are you permanently stateside now?
I am retired from the military. I retired from the Army in 2016.
Does it give you a sense of relief that you don't have to put your kids to that anymore?
It does. I miss it a little bit, but it is a relief that I don't have to leave them again.
The Month of the Military Child was established in the mid-1980s. Among the symbols, the color purple, which is used to represent all military services. Operation Purple Camp will return to Western New York the week of July 7th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.